On today's Technobabble, how I direct live video.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to Technobabble. This is the show where every week, or not so much lately, but we're getting back on the horse, I talk about video and graphic design for your church. My name's Paul Allen Clifford. So, back last summer, I was in the midst of a series on doing live video, and a couple of things got in the way. But I thought that we'd pick back up, because this is kind of an interesting episode. Now, first off, I want to say, if you're listening to the audio, you might want to go to trinitydigitalmedia.com and look at the video, because I have the multi-view that I'm going to show you in just a second, along with my director's track and the music track. I haven't decided, as I'm recording this part of the video yet, if I'm going to replace my director's track by just doing it again, because the audio is not good. It really wasn't intended to go out, but I think that it'll be really helpful to a lot of people, especially people that kind of, they're like me in how they think and how they talk. So this is a technique that I've come up with, not technically the right way to do things, but we'll talk about it after I show you the video. So this is a video of me directing the song Jesus Paid It All. We normally do very contemporary music, but happily this was a little interlude that uses a song that is not under copyright. So that's why I've chosen this, and we'll go to the video and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Okay, stand by for we'll cross dissolve to you right now, and here we go. And if you can bring him back into focus, and very good. Ready to? We'll cut to two. Cut to two. Dissolve into four, bring him into focus, four. Okay, ready to cut to two. Ready one, cut to one. Ready four, cut to four. Ready two, two's up. Ready one, cut to one. Okay. Ready four. Cross dissolve into four right now. Ready two. And cross dissolving back on two. Ready four, cut to four. My lips shall still Ready one, cut to one.
Jesus paid the price, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he marked in white as
snow. Ready, sin, ready, three, cut to three. Okay. Ready. Ready four, cut to four. Ready two, cut to two. Ready three, cut to three. Ready one, cut to one. Okay, four, can you push in from there towards Josh for me?
Jesus paid it all, and all.
Four, can you go ahead and break away and get ready for Natalie? And then we'll get her on two afterwards. Ready one, cut to one. Ready three, cut to three. Ready two. Cut to two. Okay. I expect four to be next. Ready one. I'm actually going to cut to one. It's a little longer than I thought it was going to be. Ready three. Cut to three.
Okay, one thing that you might have noticed is I don't call a lot of shots. I don't say, hey, camera three, can you get a close-up of the guitar, or camera two, get the lead singer. Sometimes I do, but not as much. Here are a couple of reasons why. First off, the camera people are in a different room than I am when I direct. The video room is a totally separate space. It does share a wall, but really I can't see what's going on, so I have to trust them. But more importantly, from my perspective, what's going on is, in my brain, I have so many thoughts going on that making them come out of my mouth just doesn't work. For whatever reason, I just have trouble articulating the thoughts while I'm doing other things. So what I've started doing is trusting the camera people to get good shots, giving them some heads up ahead of time about what I want them to get, and then just choosing the shot I want. So in this particular situation, I have four shots to choose from. We have a fifth camera that sometimes it's got to go through some interesting things to make it work. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and it tends not to be a manned camera anyway. So as a result, I have these four to five shots that I can choose from at any time. Sometimes I will have no good shots, but most of the time, I have two or three good shots in addition to the shot that's up. So that's what I depend on. And if you're new to directing, or if, like me, your brain just moves much more quickly than your mouth does, because I'm a slow talker anyway, so slow talker plus fast thinker, not a good combination for live directing, then this is a style of directing that you might find works for you. I first heard about it in reference to a live sporting event, a car race, I believe it was, where there was a director and he had a ton of cameras and didn't have time to say, camera 13, get me a close-up. He just ahead of time said, okay, camera 13, you are always going to be looking at the car that's in the lead, for example, and then go standby 13, cut to 13, etc. So that's where I got the idea, and I think that it works in our situation. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/newsletter. Like and subscribe the video to the video, if you will, and engage with what we have here. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.